wetlheko kawota tlhagwasa yake wetlheko wakka.
The film opens with a scene of a man donning regalia, intercepted by aerial shots of Sitka. In Tlingit, he says the berries were ripe, they were so good at that time. The short film is based on the traditional Tlingit tale, The Woman Who Married a Bear. There are multiple versions of the story, but the basic premise is that a woman is disrespectful to a bear while out picking berries with a friend and ends up marrying the bear disguised as a man and having a family with him.
So what I did with the traditional Tlingit story was I wrote a contemporary version of it. I wanted it to resonate with audiences today, but still be told in our traditional way, which is the oral Tlingit storytelling.
Kashla Mary Goddard is a Tlingit artist and filmmaker based in Sitka who wrote and produced the short film. She says the project has been in the works for a couple of years and was filmed last year during salmonberry season. In this modern, condensed retelling, a cell phone is central to the plot. Goddard says some themes she wanted to pull out of the story are being aware and being present.
In modern society, a lot of times we are so distracted by our phones, we are so distracted about like what looks good, what sounds fun, that we can be swept away into a completely different world. Whether that world is addiction, whether that world is not living out your values. And so without giving too much away, I want people to be able to watch this film and take away what they need to take away from it. But I believe the story is just as relevant today as it was, you know, hundreds of years ago.
The 11-minute film is narrated completely in Tlingit by Hune Lance Twitchell, professor of Alaska Native Languages at University of Alaska Southeast. Twitchell says he's studied the traditional tale quite a bit.
The story is like a really incredible Tlingit story. And what I really love is we have these different retellings of it, which I really like because Tlingit are not flat, one-dimensional peoples. And so any story we have, there might be 10 different ways to tell it, although there's certain things that usually most people want you to sort of get to.
One of the biggest lessons from the story, Twitchell says, is to be respectful of nature.
There's a living spirit inside of everything, which is why we give respect to all things. And when those things don't happen, they'll say, your life will spin out of control.
Twitchell says he had fun finding translations for modern words and concepts in the script that haven't traditionally existed in Tlingit, like taking selfies and texting, which he translated to yugushtatunk, which means thumb talking in Tlingit.
For indigenous languages, there's a real challenge of modernizing our languages because our languages were actively banished. Like we were forbidden to speak our own languages. These were governments, these were churches, these were leaders who actively forbade us from speaking. So we didn't get to hang out with the world as all these different things were being developed, boilers and engines and cell phones and all this other stuff.
So I think this was like a really, really like brilliant idea.
23-year-old Gavi K. Strummer is an indigenous Nakota Sioux model from Sitka who makes her acting debut in this film. She thinks the modern retelling of the traditional story will help reach a younger audience.
Most people do respond well to like modern teachings, I guess, too, because they can hear the stories traditionally, but I think they more see it as like an old thing, you know? And with like teaching it in a more modern way, like a film, is I think a better way to speak to the people now.
Twitchell hopes the film gets people interested in learning more, to learn or continue learning Tlingit, and to delve deeper into Alaska Native stories.
So as people listen to me, they're listening to all the people who taught me Tlingit, and then their intention in doing that was to make sure that all of our grandchildren would be speakers of the language. And I think that's the direction we're going, is that we'll have a generation someday that'll look back and say, whoa, this was almost gone. Like it's all over the place. And we got a long road ahead of us to get there. But I think this project is one part of that road construction that gets us to a place of safety, which is where we deserve to be.
The team says they hope to continue to make more of these short films showcasing Alaska Native stories, or possibly even a full-length feature in the future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.